everybody. Kevin Broughton coming at you today from Loan Officer Impact. And I'm here with my co-host, Ryan Surratt, down in the great state of Texas, and a dear friend of ours today joining us from Pennsylvania, who's an incredible guy, a guy that I've gotten to know very, very well over the years, and someone I admire and respect a tremendous amount. Not only is he great at doing loans and has he built a real business, but he's also a level 10 guy. And I love people that are ethical and honest and do it right. And this guy's the epitome of that. He's a fantastic person, has a great family, and we're just lucky as heck to have him as a partner. And without any further ado, I'd like to introduce my friend, Andy Dautrich. Andy, how are you?
I'm good, Kevin. Thanks. I appreciate the intro.
Well, thanks so much for joining us today. And, you know, Andy, this is no secret, but for about 16 months now, the mortgage industry has, you know, been through a metamorphosis, and the 2020-21 market is long gone. And we've had to adapt to a lot of things in the last 16, 17 months. And you've done that exceptionally well. And you still had a bang up year last year. You're off to a great start this year. And we have loan officers tune in from across the country, regardless of what company they work at, who are always seeking to find a tip or a tool or an aha or an epiphany or something that helps catapult their existing business to a higher level. Yeah. And when I started thinking about seeing if you would be kind enough to join us today, one of the things I've always admired about you is your dedication towards improving your business and never settling for status quo and using certain technological pieces to help you in those endeavors. And I know for a fact, based on our conversations personally and my conversations with Dave Savage, who's the founder of Mortgage Coach, that you're a power user of Mortgage Coach, and it's really helped your business over the last few years. Could you share with our audience just a little bit about some of the value adds or the benefits that you receive from using that product?
Yeah. You know, when I came over to Centennial Lending Group and Success Mortgage Partners, one of the first things that was offered that was that we're going to have access to Mortgage Coach. And I think it came on, I think I came to Centennial Lending in February of 2020, and I think we had access to it by September. And I remember hearing about it, and I remember knowing that I didn't know anything about it, but I knew that I was going to use it, I was going to get really good at it, and I was going to use it to separate myself from my competition. So I remember the first time that I used it, I called up a client that we were going to be doing a refinance for. And I said, listen, I'm not sure how this works yet, but I need somebody to practice on. Would you be willing to let me screw it up on you? And in exchange for that, I'm going to waive your processing fee for your inconvenience. And, you know, I screwed it up terribly. It probably took me an hour to put their total cost analysis together. I'm sure it wasn't right, but it was the best thing they had ever seen. Hmm. And even though I had screwed it up, they had never seen anything like it.
Right.
And I remember the quote from a gentleman that was one of my mentors early on in my sales career named Dave Bossler. And when we talked about, well, when am I going to know if it's time for me to go out and sell? When am I going to know that I have this down? And he always said, you know, the worst you do is the best they're ever going to see. And that was true then, and it's true now. Mortgage Coach has been a complete game changer for me, to the point where I won't do a pre-qualification or have a conversation with a borrower without having that Mortgage Coach presentation ready to go. It's almost as important as pulling credit.
That is awesome. I'm just writing notes here as you talk, and won't do a pre-qual without a Mortgage Coach presentation.
So when you're doing like a mortgage consultation or to pre-qualify somebody and go over the terms of it, so you pull it up, and how does that work, Andy? Do you share screens? Do you email it to them beforehand? Can you walk us through that process?
Yeah, sure. So the way it would go in most cases is I don't typically even talk to my prospects until they've filled out the online questionnaire. We've pulled credit to make sure that they're qualifiable and that my loan partner has reached out and gathered all the documentation that we need to make sure that we can verify income, find out what their asset situation looks like. There's a couple different ways that I roll out the Mortgage Coach presentation. The one thing that I'll never do, and I would say that this should be a never for anybody that has access to this tool, you can never send this to somebody and expect that they're going to understand what they're looking at and be able to interpret it. I've only lost three clients using Mortgage Coach, and those three clients were all in the very first 2 months of me having it, where I sent it to them and gave them no explanation, didn't require a 5 to 15 minute commitment to kind of walk them through what they were going to see and explain the bullet points. If you put this in the hands of somebody that doesn't know what they're looking at, as simple as it is to us, it can be very overwhelming to them, especially if they don't know what they're looking at.
But so how do you make it easy for them to understand? Obviously, it sounds like you have to have a 5 to 15 minute call with them. Do you incorporate any use of video in this, Andy? Do you use a BombBomb video with it or anything, or do you just send straight from the software?
Yeah, so what I'll typically do is, as I'm going through the 5 to 15 minute interview process to start talking to them about what their personal budget is and start trying to bracket, purchase price ranges or monthly purchase price ranges, I'm making notes and I'm creating the Mortgage Coach presentation based on the interview that I have with the borrower. And then I'll typically follow up with, listen, we've got some really nice software over here at Centennial Lending that not a lot of my competitors are going to have. So I have to approach this in a different way with you and assume that I'm going to share something with you that's going to add value. Based on the conversation that you and I just had about your mortgage, I'd like to put together a total cost analysis and send it over to you with a quick video that shows you how to look at it, just so that you can get an understanding as to where we're going to start. Once they've seen that initial video, especially if it's a pre-qualification, they kind of understand how to drive it. So once they find a property, and we start to get very specific about different down payment options or different point structures or different loan programs, it's easy for me to say, hey, Kevin, I just revised that TCA that we did last week. Let me know when you're free for 5 minutes to hop on it together. I don't need to see them through video in order to go through the report with them. I just want them to be able to bring it up on their laptop or their tablet so that I can be on the phone with them and move them through the report and show them what I did, you know, because we can highlight things and they can see things happening in real time on their end. And then I can get a, you know, take a thermometer check and just say, is this what you expected? Is there anything you'd like me to change? But I have used BombBomb. I kind of customize my approach to the client based on the level of handholding they need.
Right.
That's what's really nice about SMP and CLG. We have so many different tools, technological tools that we can use to make this easy for our clients.
So when you call them and say, hey, you know, originally we talked, you were going to, you know, spend $450,000 and the house that you just fell in love was $410,000. Let me show you how that changes the reality, or even if it's higher or lower, but that's what you do.
Yeah. Yeah. I've even, so we have a, my team has a prospect pipeline that we go through every Monday. And we keep track of every borrower that we've talked to and where they're at in the process. And when we start to see interest rates change, if I pre-qualified somebody 3 months ago when rates were in the high sixes and low sevens, and we were, you know, baking in a point and a half just to make sure that we could get those people qualified and we weren't underestimating their costs. Well, if I've seen that interest rates have come down by a point, I'm going to go back in, recreate that exact same report, duplicate all the information, but change the interest rates and the point structures to match today. And then I'm going to reach out to that borrower and say, hey, listen, Kevin, I know we spoke a month ago and things have changed a little bit. I've updated your TCA. When you get a chance, check your email and let's book a 5 minute call so I can show you how the lower interest rates have just increased your buying power. So it's a way to constantly be touching our borrowers with, like we always talk about, dripping value on them instead of just calling to say, did you find a house yet? Or right. Happy Easter or whatever, you know,
People
love it.
That's great.
So have you ever, you use this, Andy, when you're pre-qualifying somebody, but have you ever used this tool to win over the competition?
Yeah, it's a dirty trick, isn't it? You know, Dave Savage said something. I listen to Dave Savage podcasts and Dave Savage on YouTube all the time. And there's never a time that I listen to him where he doesn't give me something that I add to my repertoire when I'm talking to people about Mortgage Coach. And I've said this to Kevin. I'll say it to you and I'll say it to anybody. if you're that confident not using Mortgage Coach, give me your best client. I'll give you my best client. And let's see if either of us is able to draw the other one away from the other one. That's how confident that I am in this Mortgage Coach software that we have. But to answer your question, I Dave Savage mentioned that less than 5% of all licensed loan originators in the United States have access to Mortgage Coach. That doesn't mean they use it. That means they have access to it. That means their company has paid for it for them, or they've paid for it out of their own pocket and they have access to it. So less than 5%. So if you put 100 random loan officers in a room together, the chances of you bumping into those loan officers is 5 out of 100. Yeah. And then they have to know how to use it. But the flip side of that is, of the top 1% of all originators in the United States, 34% utilize Mortgage Coach. Don't have access to it, they utilize it. So that means put 100 top producers in a room, and there's a good chance 1 in 3 you're going to bump into use Mortgage Coach to help their clients make great decisions.
Wow. Oh, great numbers, great statistics. And again, if the top 1% in the United States, 34% of them are active users of the product, it probably makes sense if you're out there and you're looking to become a top producer to take a look at this product. The software is incredible. I've been a fan for years. I remember the day we met Dave and how he shared it could help us. Everything the guy said was spot on true, and it's helped us enormously. Andy, does it ever help you with realtors, in relationship to realtors? I know obviously what the benefits are to the borrower. Have you found any way to utilize this product where it can benefit you from a realtor standpoint?
Yeah, there's a couple different ways that we're using it to try to educate realtors as to how technology is shifting a little bit and how we help their clients make good decisions. One of the things that I started doing about a year ago that I hadn't always done was I started copying the real estate agent anytime I sent a Mortgage Coach presentation to a borrower.
Smart.
And the reason I did that was because, number one, it's another set of eyes on the product. And number two, in the back of their head, they can never unsee what I show them. So even if they're not a client of ours or they're not a referral partner, they're starting to see things differently than somebody sending them multiple itemization fee sheets that are in black and white and are just numbers that borrowers can't look at.
Right.
I'm sending them a report. I'm being notified when they look at it. I can ask them for their opinion on whether or not it's helpful, which, by the way, I'm still waiting for the first person to tell me it's the dumbest thing they've ever seen.
Right.
And it also is, I'm not an order taker anymore. I'm not somebody that just sits and plugs numbers into a calculator on a Saturday night at 8 o'clock and sends over 3 different options. You know, when somebody says, hey, there's a property listed at 300,000 and my borrower would like to see fee sheets for 300,000, 305, 308, and 312. What would have took me a half an hour, 45 minutes to do an Encompass literally takes me 5 minutes. And what's really nice about that is the borrowers are educated very quickly on how insignificant those changes are to their cash to close and their monthly payment. Even right. though it's a fairly wide range in their mind of being aggressive, they start to see pretty quickly right on the same screen of, oh, that's really it. So I've cut down on the amount of time that I have to spend, and I've given them something that's much different than what any of my competitors can give them. I have not run into one person yet that has access to this or uses it.
Like you said, access and use are two very different things too. A lot of, you know, if 5% have access, you might only have 2% that actually use it, you know?
Yeah, it's true, but good for us.
Yeah, I agree with you 100%, good for us.
So we send it out, we carbon copy the realtors. We also spend a lot of time online looking for properties that have been reduced in price. We are heavy into, what we've termed seller paid permanent rate reductions. There's a lot of buzz out there. Anytime rates go up and values get stale, everybody wants to use the word buy down. And we all know that there's a difference between a seller paid buy down and a temporary buy down, right?
Correct.
So what we did was we completely eliminated the word buy down from the language when we're trying to show realtors how to protect the value of their listings. So we use the word seller paid permanent rate reduction instead of seller buy down, because real estate agents, buyers and sellers, they get that word buy down kind of confused with what it really means.
Yes.
And so we've started reaching out to agents that are open-minded to hearing how we can help them protect their sellers' profits. In fact, here's the script we use. We'll say there's two words that sellers hate: price reduction. If we could show you a way to preserve your seller's profit, reduce buyer's interest or reduce buyer's payments, preserve the home, I'm stumbling over my words here. Let me start over, because I had it written down and I didn't bring it up because I knew we were going to be on the podcast. I'm like, oh, I've said this 1,000 times. If we could show you a way to preserve your seller's profits, advertise lower payments to prospective buyers, protect your commission, all while preserving the value of the neighborhood's market, would that be something that you'd be interested in? You just hit them with 4 different things that the seller buy down can do to protect, right?
Right.
The agents don't necessarily feel the impact of a $20,000 price reduction. They feel it a little bit in their commission, but not as much as that seller.
Correct.
But if you can tell that seller how to offer the buyer a lower payment and maybe only have to give up $13,000 of his profit instead of $20,000, I don't know of a seller that wouldn't be willing to listen to that.
There's literally not one. I mean, why? But you see a 429 house going down to 409 all the time now, you know?
Yeah. And this is where the seller paid rate reduction and total cost analysis can put that into terms that's very easy for everybody to see. The challenge we've had, and I say this with the utmost respect to everybody that hasn't picked up the phone, we are struggling to find realtors that are open-minded to saying, I'd love to hear how that could help me protect my seller's profits. I've been told everything that from not interested, too complicated, not my money, we just lowered the price, so maybe next time. But nobody said, hey, I'm really interested in protecting my seller's profits. But the people that I've been able to keep on the phone, when I've been able to ask them one follow-up question, which is, would your answer be different if your seller was sitting next to you right now? There's literally silence on the other end of the phone.
It's a great question.
That's a great question.
So we're doing our best to try to roll this out in a way that the realtors don't think we're trying to step into their lane, because we're not. We're not trying to tell them how to do their job. We're trying to give them another alternative instead of price reduction. Before we do that, let's talk about how we might be able to make this a win-win, right? Or even a four-way win. It's a win for the realtor. They get to keep a little more of their commission. It's a win for the buyer because their mortgage payment is going to be lower, and we're in an affordability crisis right now. It's not a sale or a value crisis.
Correct.
The seller gets to keep more of their money, and your neighbor doesn't see the value of their property driven down because you couldn't attract the right buyers.
That's right.
It's not that the agents aren't attracting the right buyers. They're attacking the problem from the wrong end. They're driving the price down thinking it's overpriced, and it's not. Buyers are scared right now. They want as much money in their pocket as they can. And if we can educate the buyers and the sellers and the real estate agents as to how powerful this tool is, I could be busy 8 hours a day just helping people restructure deals so they didn't have to reduce the price of their home.
Right. But what a great opportunity you just hit on for a possible realtor lunch and learn or a seminar or something. If you could get face to face with 30 realtors and they'd actually pay attention to you for 30 minutes. I that's a 4-pronged beneficial approach that all 4 are solid and real. You know, whenever there's a win-win environment, who the heck isn't interested, you know?
Yeah, when you put these reports together in Mortgage Coach, sometimes I get excited to hit the preview button, you know, because once you put all the data in,
right,
and you can see how how having the seller help the buyer buy his interest rate down is so much more beneficial than a price reduction. When you see how significant these monthly savings are for these buyers,
they're huge.
It's unbelievable, but it could, maybe it comes across as too good to be true, but it's not. I mean, the numbers are there, but like I said, the challenge is with us trying to present this to realtors in a way that they're willing to hear what we have to say. And right. Kevin, not to get off the track, but I've changed my whole perspective on how I do business and who I talk to because of how I was recruited by Success Mortgage Partners and Centennial Lending Group. Had I not been open to picking up the phone when that recruiter had called me for four times in the same week and been open to having a conversation with him and then his boss and then you and Sue, I may not be here.
Correct.
I've taken a much different approach to who I want to work with. And I try to identify people that aren't necessarily committed to wanting to work with me, but they're willing to hear what it is that I have that might be different. And if there's no fit, that's fine. But my life has gotten incredibly less complicated now that I'm just looking for people that are open-minded to having a 15-minute conversation. If they say no, that's fine. Thank you. I'm moving on. But I just want people that are going, show me what you got.
Hmm. So let's just think about some of the epiphanies right there, because I got multiple ones. But the last thing you said there, Andy, to me is extremely impactful. And the fact is, because you started in this industry with a job 22 years ago, you built that into a career 10 or 12 years ago, and now you've built your career into a business, you're not begging for clients. You're not begging for a relationship. You work with people that you know, like, and trust that match your core values, correct?
I agree with that.
And that's a whole different reality than a lot of people. And that's really where we all want our businesses to get to, where we have enough freedom and strength and come from a position of abundance, not scarcity, where we're not forced to work with either referral source or borrower that don't match our core values. And that's what I really love about what you've built, is it's given you an opportunity. Yes, you make a lot of money and that's great, but at the end of the day, you are happy and working and improving the lives of those you like. And that's really where we all strive to be, is it not?
That's right. And you know, I don't say what I say about only working with people. The referral partners that I have that I built relationships with years ago, those relationships are so incredibly important to me, because you just can't replace those overnight.
Correct.
And so when I refocused how I wanted to build my business going forward and where I wanted that to come from, the negative energy that I was able to let go of by not resenting people that wouldn't pick up the phone, or people that wouldn't return my texts, or people that said they'd meet me for coffee and never showed up. And I started taking control of that narrative and being in control of the people that I wanted to go after and explain that to them. The amount of negative energy that I was able to let go and refocus on bolstering those relationships with the people that I already have, and being able to be 100% concentrated on that new referral partner that I just brought in to make sure that they got exactly what I told them they were going to get, allows me to put my head on the pillow every single night and go to sleep and not worry about what just happened that day or how I'm going to deal with something the next day. It's been so refreshing. Since the last 3 years have been great.
I love it.
So when you talk to those referral partners, the real estate agents, that you give the you talk about the seller paid permanent rate reduction script. If they say no, do you ever go back to them? Do you ever email them something, or do you just keep moving?
You know, a closed mind's a closed mind. And
sure,
I feel like I do a good enough job of trying to explain what it is that we have.
Yeah,
that if somebody's either polite enough to say no, or just doesn't respond, I can't allow that to weigh on me. So I'm going to ask once, but I'm not going to ask twice, because I know there's somebody out there waiting for me to ask them once that needs help or wants help or isn't getting the attention that they need from their current you know, lender, or, you know, maybe just fired their last lender and I catch them at the right time. But, you know, your mind's like a bear trap, right? It only works if it's open. And, there's a lot of other analogies out there, but that's the way I look at it. There's folks that will never do business with me, and that's okay. But I've realized that I have a little bit of control over that too. And it just gives me peace to know that I'm in control.
I don't think there's much more needs to be said. We're coming up on our time. Ryan, what are a couple closing thoughts that you have based on what we've learned from Andy today?
Yeah, Andy, I mean, my goodness, you're a rock star. I really appreciate you sharing what you've done about a mortgage coach. And really, I think it's an encouragement for any loan officer who listens to this, that if you want to be in the 1%, you need to be getting and being active, being like Andy, be a power user of mortgage coach, because it just puts you above all the competition. No one else is doing this. But looking at the numbers, very few will actually run across as your competition doing this.
And you know what? Let's just pretend tomorrow that we woke up and somebody flipped a switch and every mortgage lender in the United States not only had access to it, but was a fairly good user of it. Mm-hmm. How much better would we be at representing our clients as a whole if we were all on the same page? Right now it's me bringing a gun to a knife fight. It's not fair. I mean, I don't believe that there's a client out there that if given the opportunity for me to present what I have versus what somebody else has, I'm most likely going to win. And if I don't win, they're going to walk away for another reason. But if we all had this and all used it, think about how much more confident all of our clients would be in the decision that they make.
I agree. And hey, Kevin, I think we should also offer this to any loan officer who's listening to this, that they want to connect with us. We could walk them through some strategies of how our top loan officers like Andy are using Mortgage Coach to grow their business.
Absolutely. And if you're interested in doing that, please go to resultswithryan.com or growingwithkevin.com and grab a 15-minute block on either Ryan or my calendar. And we will absolutely share strategies with you that you can implement. I mean, it takes a little while to learn Mortgage Coach. It's not something you can learn in 12 minutes. It isn't. Andy's dedicated a decent amount of time to becoming an expert at Mortgage Coach. And there's a difference between being able to turn it on and actually be able to use it to your advantage every hour of every day. But remember a few things that Andy said today. He feels like in a competitive situation, he's walking into a knife fight with a gun. He feels like he would win against any other loan originator in the country if the borrower would give him a chance to talk to him. And he comes from a position of strength and abundance, not scarcity and weakness, as it relates to his industry, his business, because he doesn't have to beg. What awesome messages. Three huge ahas for me personally. And I love who you are, Andy. I'm grateful as hell that we're friends. And I really am proud to see what you've built specifically in the last 3 years, because it's special for me to see guys and gals that have grown from one spot in their business or career to a different spot. And I know that economically you're in a better place than you were years ago. And I know that's a good thing for your family, your community, and those other people in your lives that you touch. And I'm just proud to be your friend.
Well, I appreciate that. And I would just, anybody that watches this, regardless of whether it has to do with business, your personal life, where I really turned the corner was deciding that I was going to give people the opportunity to talk to me. And I was going to listen to what people had to say. I wasn't going to let them waste my time, and I'm not picking up spam calls. But I'm going to let people tell me what it is that they have to sell, because that's what I want people to do for me. I want people to just say, talking to you for 5 minutes is not going to kill me. And if you make it productive, I'll be able to give you a yes or no very quickly. But finding those people who are willing to say, I'll do that, that's the challenge. And that's what I have to work on. That's my challenge for this year.
All right. Well, Ryan and I are going to both make a commitment to you today that we're going to try to help you come up with a strategy that makes that easier in your life.
That'd be perfect.
Yeah.
I can't imagine working with you two on anything wouldn't be successful.
Well, we're going to give it a try. So thanks for everyone for tuning in today. We appreciate you. And for every loan officer nationwide, regardless of what company you work at, here at Loan Officer Impact, our only mission is to try to bring tools and tips and strategies to your business so that you can have a more freedom-filled life and a more fun life, a less stressful life, and with more money in your pocket. So thanks so much for tuning in. Hope you all have a great rest of the day and week, and we'll talk to you all soon.
Take care, guys.
Thanks, Andy.
Thanks.
Be sure to visit successunlimited.us for free loan officer tools, tips, and video resources. To schedule time with Kevin, visit growingwithkevin.com.